Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
This time last week, we were waking up to the news that American filmmaking legend Richard Donner had passed away.
Yeah.
Director of the original Superman with Christopher Reeve, all the Lethal Weapon movies, huge career, did it forever. And we were looking for a movie for you to review.
Yeah, something that I haven't seen, which is most movies, and we found it.
We found it. One I actually hadn't seen, but I knew people love this movie, The Goonies.
The Goonies.
Came up as the perfect choice.
Mm.
I really wanted, I guess, to you to do the expose. What is The Goonies? What is it about? Do you love it? Is it as good as they say?
It was a very interesting time because I was right. I said last week that it was a bunch of kids on a treasure hunt, which is pretty much what it was.
Well, you said they were marooned on an island.
Oh, yeah, there was that part.
Yeah.
No, I can't even try and make that work. But look, I was trying to make it stretch. Like, yeah, no, I was right about that too. No, definitely
not. But the island was inside us all along.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. But look, I did enjoy it. For reference, the Goonies are the name of the group of kids. They call themselves Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it was a lot of fun. I've got a bit of a package put together here. Shall we hear what I thought?
Hear your thoughts.
Let's do it. This week, I am reviewing The Goonies. This is a film that neither myself nor you, Bob, have actually seen. So I guess I'm doing this for both of us. Should be interesting. I know enough to know it's a kids movie and I think it's some sort of treasure hunt. So let's get into it. This is a kids movie? Oh, the kid just swore and also his Pepsi is pink. What is going on in the 80s? Love a bit of an 80s B-grade children's film. There we go. Hey, that's the 51st Dates guy.
Dad, the damn mongoose got in the garbage again.
This is a lot to take in. I'm kind of creeped out by this. There's a lot of adult sort of themes in this. Wow, this is fast-paced even for me. Aww, young love. Okay, this film is a little bit National Treasure, a little bit Little Rascals, a lot the 80s B-grade. Some of the references in this, I'm surprised, made it through. That it's very, I don't know, not overly child-friendly. I think it's PG. Great fun movie. Bob, I don't know if you enjoy it personally from a film or cinematic aspect. But look, overall, I kind of liked it. I kind of liked it. A bit weird at the end. But yeah, to recap, bunch of kids, they're getting kicked out of their homes. They decide to go on a treasure hunt to help save the day. And of course, well, I won't give it an end. I won't give the ending away. You can find out for yourself. I'm giving it 3.5 chooks out of 5.
Couple of things I want to raise with you, Brooke.
Yes.
First of all, the guy from 51st...
Sorry about that. Got very excited.
The guy from 51st Dates is Sean Astin.
Okay.
Who stars in all of the Lord of the Rings movies. Again, something we haven't seen.
Oh.
Maybe something a bit more significant.
Probably something we should see. Okay, got you.
3.5 stars makes me realize, wow, you only gave Uncut Gems 1 star. Like, I thought, oh, she didn't like it. You hated last week.
I hated Uncut Gems. The funny thing was, the thing that about most of the movies that I've been reviewing is that they're very, very long and it drives me crazy. The Goonies was quite long, but it was a really fast pace to the point where I didn't know what was kind of going on a lot of the time. It took a little while to put the pieces together to work out who was connected to who. And how? Like, there were a lot of very different elements going
on. So, an hour and 55 minutes is too long. I'll make a note of that.
If we can go for a solid 90 minutes, I'll be like, sweet.
We just did late movie reviews. Brooke, it's all about you catching up on the greats, the classics that you just haven't seen.
And there are a lot. We could be doing this forever.
One thing I've noticed, every now and then Indiana Jones will come up. Maybe we're covering something in the dirt or trending because they're making a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll always be the same response from you. It's like, oh, yeah, I think Corbin likes those movies.
He does.
There's no recognition in your voice. It's not something you've seen. I reckon, given it's Harrison Ford's birthday, that is a great place to go for. I'm going to do something a bit controversial.
Oh.
Because I want you to watch Temple of Doom, the second film.
Okay.
It's not the best one. Some would say it's the weakest of the original three.
Right.
However, it is the craziest. It is wild. And I would say it's still a rip-roaring good time.
Okay. All right.
There's also something in there that is so freaky. There is one bit that is so just scary that as a little kid I had to run out of the room.
Oh, no.
So I kind of want you to see.
You want me to see. It's going to be great. It's going to make for a great little wrap up.
What do you reckon the film's about?
Much like the Goonies, a group of kids stuck on an island treasure hunting. Except maybe not kids this time. I don't know. I think there's a kid in there.
There is. Short round. In fact, he is in the Goonies.
Oh, there you go. So they're practically the same movie, right?
That's not what you're telling me. Yeah, it gets a bit voodoo. It gets a bit occult. I also want you to answer a question for me.
Okay.
Is Temple of Doom a little bit probo? Is it a bit probo?
Probo?
Yeah.
Meaning?
A little problematic.
Oh, I see. Like, hasn't aged very well.
Yeah.
Okay, I will happily answer that for you. All right. So Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones.
This time next week.
Do you know what I do know about Indiana Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun. That's it, the song.
That's not the Superman theme. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, this time next week. Let's do it.